You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Not got much help. Oh, he doesn't need any help. How about that? The striker who rarely scores has scored maybe the biggest goal in the history of the Portugal national team.
It's BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski on the BetQL Audio Network.
Joe Ostrowski, Chris Ranji with you on this Friday. Chris Ranji drinking his Christmas blend coffee in the middle of June. Am I correct?
Joe, no.
This
particular, this particular flavor of coffee is hazelnut caramel.
I'm sorry I asked.
Joe, I am a lover of all coffees.
You're not a Keurig guy, are you?
No, I have a I have a regular coffee maker, like a typical regular machine.
I drink it all day. Yeah.
No.
I've seen you drink it in the evening.
That's correct. I do sometimes.
Morning, night. That's all day.
But Joe, that's when I was working. That's when I was working nighttime shows.
Yeah.
If I'm working a night show, I'll have it at night sometimes. But no, I have an espresso also.
Oh, Jesus.
It's great. It's legitimately great. And hey, you know
what? And if you get joy out of it, I'm fine with it.
Thank you. I also want you to be happy.
I'm always happy.
Dude. Dude, come on.
What?
You're not always happy.
That's the most blatant lie I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Wait,
actually,
why?
You know what? Hold on. I'm reassessing this.
Do I come off as...
No, I think you are happy. I think you just are... You find happiness in other people's misery sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, how ugly were those Bucks fans last night?
See?
They're rich and they're ugly. And you live in Milwaukee.
You know what? Wisconsin,
I got
is
joy
a
out
nice,
of that.
It's a nice, beautiful state. We had a good friend of ours that got married up in Spring Green, Wisconsin.
You don't see the orange hunting jackets like you do at Packers games last night.
Well, you never look, and especially in a building where there are deer everywhere, you never know when you're going to get shot. So you got to wear your safety orange.
See, Dylan Burns is backing me up here. Said, yeah. I've never seen or heard Joe in a bad mood in the year I've known him.
No, you just, you like when things go wrong for other people, it gives you pleasure, which is okay.
But anyways, that's fine. Hopefully things don't go wrong when I bet the Euros, because I'm just going to be tailing everybody. People like Dallin Cuff, at Dallin Cuff on Twitter, broadcaster for ESPN ACC Network. Dallin, I know you're all over it. You got a bunch of bets that you want to share for our BetQL daily audience, but let's start here. So obviously postponed a year from 2020 to 2021. As a big college basketball guy, what was worse, no March Madness or no Euros last year?
Huh.
That's a tough call. And what a conversation I walked into. Shooting gears, shot.
Sorry.
A lot to go on here. That's a really good question because it's funny. When I found out I was at the ACC tournament last year, March 12th, we're there. They take them off the floor, Florida State. And the woman that runs all the soccer for ESPN, her name is A.B. Rosenfeld. She also runs the ACC network. She's there. And right away, we're like, there's going to be no tournament. And she goes, what about the Euros? So it was like I got hit with both, like the realization of both at the exact same time. The Euros was painful, but I knew it would be coming. I really believed that they would figure it out next year, I guess. I thought we wouldn't necessarily miss it. The fact that we were just gearing up for March Madness, and it's such like an indicative part of our culture. Like I'm excited, so excited to cover the Euros. I haven't done it before, but I was like longing for March Madness when it wasn't happening those first couple weeks. I was like, my wife's like, this is untenable.
You know,
struggling those first couple weeks, so that might be it.
Dallin, what's funny is you bring this up, and it's taking me back to March, and thinking about people around me saying, okay, well, in a couple of weeks when we get past this thing and we get back yeah. to sports, you know, we're going to be okay. And I was thinking, 2 weeks, you think that's it? And then it ended up being like an entire year plus that we were in the middle of it. So I'd rather not relive that again. So you do have some plays that you like for this tournament coming up. Is there any difficulty in there being a year off in this? You know, we were supposed to have the thing last year, didn't have it. So now a year has passed. Between these teams being able to be involved and now getting back to it. Is there any difficulty in handicapping it because of that year off?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think a lot of times when we do these tournaments, we look at the World Cups or Euros, these quadrennial tournaments, you look at how they perform in qualifying. Qualifying is usually the most competitive matches recently. The teams will be similar. Qualifying usually ends right around November of the year prior to about 6 months prior to the event starting. Well, this year now it's a year and a half away, and there's been Nations League games in between. There's been friendlies. There have been World Cup qualifiers as well in March. So if you're assessing at somebody's value and somebody's performance currently, what they did in qualifying is somewhat important, but I definitely look more at the World Cup qualifiers that took place in March. I look at the Nations League games that took place toward the end of last year, and then the friendlies they've just gone through in the last couple of weeks here, see who's healthy, who's not. So it's definitely a different type of vibe to handicapping this because there's just a lot more uncertainty. Obviously, teams like Spain and Sweden are going through COVID issues right now. England had a bunch of guys playing late into the European competitions, the Champions League, Europa League. So we didn't even see their real team in any one of the warm-up games. And they have injuries to key guys. So I think there's a number of things that make this really difficult. And lastly, the Euros, every year, fellas, every time there's chaos. There's, you know, Wales and Iceland getting to the semifinals in 16. Turkey and Russia in 08. 04, Greece won the whole thing. It was a ridiculous upset. So there always seems to be those dark horses. And this year, with so many other factors, it is going to be difficult without a doubt.
In the outright market, what interests you and just the overall process? How deep can we go? Are we wasting money if we go with a deep sleeper?
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
To win it all, yes. To get to the quarters of the semis, no. Like I just said, there's always, those are going to happen. The question is, can you pick the right one? And I do tell people all the time, look at the bracket, because the bracket's already out for the knockout phase. So if you look at the team's group and you say, okay, for my example, I think Denmark has a chance to go to the semifinals. And here's why, and they're plus 800 to do that. But if you look at their group, they're in group B with Russia, Finland, and Belgium. Belgium is my favorite to win it all. I think they come in second in that group. But if you look at where that puts them second against group A. Group A outside of Italy is pretty, I think they're pretty weak. I think Switzerland or Turkey, either one of those, although Turkey's a lot of people's dark horse picks. I would love that matchup as a first-round matchup. If they win, they could potentially get the Dutch if they win Group C. The Dutch are a mess, guys. I would stay away from Frank de Boer's team. He's come in there as manager, and everything he touches as manager just dies. It's not good. These multiple stops, it's been ugly. But I like their potential second-round matchup, and to them get to the semifinals. There is a little bit of value. There's plus 800. It's good value there for the Danes to get to the semis. To pick winners all the way, that is tough. And you're already getting 4.5, 5, 6, 7, 8 times your money on the favorites. If you're going to pick winners, I would stick with teams that the Belgians or France, the two teams I think most likely to win this competition. But there are so many other ways to make money in this tournament. I would pick a winner or two because you want to do it. But then there's just a bunch of other ways to get to the semis, to get to the quarters, lowest scoring team, all the props. There's just a million other ways to play this tournament as a total or in individual games. There's so many. I wouldn't waste too much money or too much time trying to pick outright winners.
What is your take on England? I've seen them at plus 500. I've seen it at around 600 as well. What's your take on them? They seem to be the second favorite.
It's funny, guys. I don't think they should be second favorites based on talent, but we all know and their squad. But the bookies are basing on how much money they're going to take in, too. I mean, the English bet at a high level and across the planet, a lot of people bet England. So they were initially the favorite about a month or two ago ahead of France, which was insane to me. They have a ton of attacking talent. They obviously made their run to the semifinals in the World Cup. But they do have a lot of questions. As I mentioned, their team has not really played together yet because of how deep some of those players went on Chelsea and Manchester City and Manchester United into their European competitions. They haven't really played together yet in June. Harry Maguire is hurt, one of their key center backs. Jordan Henderson is really important in the midfield, is hurt as well. They're on the squad, but they're probably not going to play early in the tournament. I think they're good. I think they'll win their group probably. Their group is not the strongest. But again, when you look at that draw, if they win their group, they're up top with France or Belgium. And as I said before, either one of those two teams I think are winning, and I'm going to put my money on the Belgians. So I don't think England is winning this tournament. I think they're talented, but I think they have some holes, and I don't love their draw, assuming they win their group.
With ESPN's Alan Cuff on BetQL Daily, Joe Ostrowski and Chris Ranji with you. You mentioned so many ways to make money on this tournament, Alan. What about the lowest scoring team? Do you have a play there?
Yeah, it's kind of sad that I'm betting on ineptitude. But yeah, if you're going to pay me, I'll take it, you know. And I'm taking the favorite in this category. It's Hungary plus 450 because with their group. Their group is brutal. It's the hardest group by far. They have Hungary alongside France, Germany, and Portugal. You got the last three major champion winners. You got the 18 World Cup, 16 Euros, 14 World Cup, and obviously the powerful nations that they are. And now Hungary's team is very defensive-minded. They've got a great goalkeeper. But you got to have the ball to score, guys. And I think a lot of those other three teams are going to dominate those games and dominate possession. Yes, will set pieces be potentially dangerous? Yeah, without a doubt. But I still think that for them to score, but I still think they're going to really struggle to put up any points and kind of get bounced out. The one thing that's going to help them is they're playing at home. All three games there is in Budapest. And they have no fan restrictions. They're going to be 100% capacity. So I'm excited just to see that scene that's going to be going nuts there to have that country get to host those three opponents. But that said, I don't think they're putting up a goal, if at all, and maybe one and they could probably pay you out 4.5 times your money there with +450 for lowest scoring team.
Game this afternoon, it's Italy and Turkey, and that will get going at 3 o'clock Eastern time. Do you have a play on the game as far as, the game itself, the outcome itself, or a scoring prop or something like that?
Yeah, for sure. As I mentioned before, people do really like Turkey. So this is, if you want, like, long-term, I think Italy wins this group. But Turkey is a team people should look at to get to the quarters. They also could have a decent draw down in that part, bottom part of the bracket. And they're a +225 deep to the quarters. So that's a good kind of longer-term play. In terms of this actual game, Italy's been playing at a really high level. They haven't lost in 27 matches. They're much different than Italian teams of past. They have a great midfield. They like to play on a proactive style. They can score. Turkey, and this is what I said earlier, back in qualifying, they only had 3 goals in their 10 qualifying matches, which is tied for best. But in their recent games, the last 9 months, they've been much more leaky defensively. They had some defensive injuries and mixing and matching of their center backs. So I think they concede. I think Italy, given how they play and their defense is not as stout as once was, they concede as well. So my favorite play in this game is both teams to score. I believe that's still +130. You could dabble in the over. It could be a 3-goal game. 2-1, I would think Italy is how I would think this could end up, which I think also pay out about +132 on most sites for the over of 2.5. But the one I really do like is both teams to score at least a goal here.
Golden boot prop is always fun. Do you have a play there?
Yeah, I like Romelu Lukaku from Belgium. As I mentioned, you got to pick somebody that you, if you're going to bet this, you bet somebody you think that's going to win a tournament or get at least to the semifinals, and that's Belgium for me, as I said before. He's probably the most informed striker in the world. Big physical specimen, strong, smart, tactically gets it. He's playing at a really high level. He helped lead Inter Milan to the Serie A, the Italian championship, in his domestic league. And he's been outstanding. So I like him to, I think he's about +600 right now. So I like him to win the Golden Boot and for Belgium to have an outstanding tournament.
3 games tomorrow. Anything you like there?
Yeah, the Belgians play Russia, and Russia coming off that 2018 World Cup, remember, they were at home, and they went to the quarterfinals, which was bananas. But they're all, I really don't think they're going to have the same repeat performance. Offensively, they're really reliant on Artem Zuba, like 36 years old, a big striker that's really not good with his feet. They have one really creative player in Alexander Golovin, but he's had some health issues this past year. So I really don't think they're going to score, and I think Belgium playing without Kevin De Bruyne as one of the best midfielders in the world. He's got he got injured in the Champions League final. He will be back in this tournament. He will not play this game, though. I think they may be a little more pragmatic. The Belgians were great defensively throughout qualifying and in recent games. I think they hold Russia to nil, and I believe that pays at +155. So they win to nil is my bet there. You can also play it for a clean sheet. Your number is a little bit – your price goes down a little bit there because you obviously could keep a clean sheet, still have the game result be 0-0. I like Belgium to win to nil at +155.
At Dallin Cuff on Twitter. You find him on ESPN, ACC Network. Dallin, have fun over the next month. I'm sure we'll have you on throughout to talk about the tournament and some more ways that we can make some money, all right?
I'm all for that, fellas. Have a good one.
Thanks, Dallin. Appreciate it. Dallin Cuff, good stuff there. See, I'm going to be watching this. I'll be betting on it, but I need to talk to people like Dallin or like Nick Costos, who we had on the show yesterday. Check out the pod if you missed it. They're much smarter with this stuff. They're watching it all the time, so they know exactly what's going on.
Are you going to be watching? Sure. I'm only in on typically Tottenham games. I'm a huge Tottenham fan.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You're a liar.
I've been a Tottenham fan.
You
my
don't
entire
wake
life.
Up in the morning to watch soccer.
Yep, 6 a.m. I go to Fido, or I go to the Globe, and I watch soccer.
Nobody knows what that means.
And with their bar, their soccer bars.
He's an idiot. He's Chris Raunchy. I'm Joe Ostrowski. He doesn't even live in Chicago anymore.
They open at 5 a.m.
Let's break down the Major League Baseball card next. We'll
breakfast.
Give you some plays on the BetQL Audio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.